Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the Supreme Court decided, I think, a 6-3 decision to strike down the bulk of the vaccine and testing mandate from the White House, I think, still in places for healthcare workers and maybe some smaller private companies. I wanted to talk about this subject with Professor David Yala from UConn Political Science Department, the head of the department. Professor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. Just, you know, in terms of the takeaway here, are the headline's accurate that basically the bulk of the president's mandate has been struck down? And the follow-on is it mean this is final?
Well, there's two mandates, obviously, and one of them was upheld and one of them wasn't. States are still able to pass mandates, and obviously a lot of companies and a lot of institutions are engaging in their own mandates, and all of those still hold, and there are many of those. But what they really did was kind of whisk away this notion that Congress passes a law in 1970 that says you can guard the safety of your workers. And what the court basically said is you can't use that law and agency regulations to impose what is a public health law. That's right. Basically what the court said.
So basically OSHA can't make those kind of decisions that regard public health, right?
It goes back, as you know, all the way back to the welfare state in the 1930s. You know, Congress passes a law, and then the agency can work under the law. And obviously, OSHA has tremendous amount of discretion to enforce regulations that protect workers. But just as an example, what the court said in this case was, you would think if it was really about the protection of workers that workers who work outside primarily would be less beholden to the vaccine mandate, and right. Yet the exception was very narrow, and a lot of outside workers also would have had to vaccinate under the particular mandate. And so that was the example of what they said. This isn't really about health and safety of workers. This is about an end around of public health.
So say GE still said, listen, if you want to work here, you have to get a vaccine or get weekly testing. They could still do that. They just don't have the backstop of the government?
That's correct. I mean, but that is a significant issue because, well, obviously, when you're talking about GE, you're talking about unions and there's collective bargaining agreements. And so just as we see in sports all the time, you can't always make Kyrie Irving vaccinate. It's similar with GE. They have to work around unions as well. But I think the key point here is that it's related because there are many companies that are like, if the government mandates us, we'll do it, but otherwise we're not going to do it. They're trying to kind of have their cake and eat it, too. And what the court says is that's not going to work. You either do it yourself or you do not have the government behind you. The federal government.
Yeah. We're talking with Professor David Yaloff, department head of the Political Science Department at the University of Connecticut. I mean, obviously, so the buck stops with the Supreme Court, right? This is it. There's no more decisions.
Well,
on this.
In theory, Brian, you know, the notion of the welfare state is that Congress issues these laws, and if they're not happy with the interpretation, they could theoretically pass another law that says OSHA is allowed to pass public health laws. But as we know, with the filibuster and with extreme polarization, Congress can't pass much of any laws right now. And so that means that, you know, pro forma, this is the new rule because Congress cannot get their act together possibly to get this done. There's just no way.
Now, you know, when the average person looks at all these cases, you know, they get even like the Novak Djokovic stuff. It's like there's one decision, then it's reversed, then it's appealed, and then it's reversed on appeal, and then it's reinstated. Like, is that the system working the way it's supposed to? It just seems like depending on what court system or where this thing is placed, one decision goes one way or another.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the U.S. Supreme Court, so there's really no appeal from here other than to the Lord God, no, I guess.
Right, but in general,
this is pretty much the end of the
right,
road.
But in general, like things seem to ping pong back and forth as they make their way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, and the lower courts kind of go back and forth. And the other thing is there's always exceptions, right? Theoretically, the Biden administration could look for another welfare state law, another authorization from Congress, and try to backdoor it that way. But I think that at this point, the Biden administration just wants to get people vaccinated, and they're hoping that companies and maybe states, certainly more bluish states like our own, will kind of carry the water for them. They tried to do it at the federal level. We now live in a world where the Supreme Court is not the Roberts Court anymore. It's more the Kavanaugh Court.
Right.
And I think these are the kinds of rulings that the federal government can expect.
Two quick questions here. One is, since you just said it, I'm curious. Can you explain to people why you say that? Is it because Kavanaugh is the swing vote? Roberts can't sort of get Kavanaugh to do what he wants? I mean, why do you say that?
Well, I say that because, at least in this case, it was only a 5-4 decision for the healthcare workers. As you know, the healthcare side of things, those were considered legitimate regulations being applied because healthcare workers need to be protective of their patients. And so, but to make that, to have that upheld by 5-4, you needed not just John Roberts, the Chief Justice, to go over to the more liberal side, but you needed Kavanaugh too. Just John Roberts would have made it a 5-4 decision, and that would have been struck down.
Right.
So it's John Roberts used to be kind of the pivot, and on cases like abortion and school prayer and major cases where John Roberts went, the court went. But that's not true anymore now that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is gone. It's really Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, who is the center of the court.
Now, we only have about a minute here, but you've mentioned the term welfare state a couple times, and I'm wondering if that's a clinical term. Because, you know, usually when I hear that, it's a pejorative. So, I mean, how do you mean it?
Well, the way I mean it is that in the 1930s, Congress realized that they couldn't possibly pass the kind of detailed laws that FDR and the Roosevelt administration needed to get out of the welfare state. You know, very specific rules about what minimum wages might apply to certain companies. So what Congress did with when I say the welfare state, Congress passes a general law. In 1970, they passed the OSHA law, very general. And then they say, hey, OSHA agencies, you go create the little rules that will then apply. And so that's the welfare state falls apart if you need Congress to pass laws on, let's say, what the emissions are from a car. They just don't have the details on it, and they can't get it passed. But agencies can. If agencies are not going to be able to do it, it's a real blow to people who want federal government more involved in the workplace.
All right. Great stuff. I learned a lot. I appreciate it, Professor. Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure. Take care and stay safe.
You too. Thank you. Professor David Yaloff, the department head of the Political Science Department at the University of Connecticut.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.